Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm good. I was thinking I've had experiences where people have told me that I had to be quiet because, you know, I love talking.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking you and I have had completely different experiences, not only in that people have told us to be quiet.
I have heard that way too many times.
But also as pastors, you did a lot of your pastoring with the youth.
That's right.
Yeah. So do you have any experiences about becoming quiet?
Well, you know, I would say that maybe. Yeah, I've had a lot of interesting things. If I kind of think back about this, there was a class that I took that was about spiritual disciplines and trying to, you know, have more in your life. And one of the days, I think we went to somewhere, to some kind of prayer retreat center or something, and we were supposed to go somewhere alone and just kind of spend time with God, reflecting, all that. And so I ended up falling asleep. And so
it happens.
It happens. And I think the professor saw me. But then he said, hey, it's okay. It was okay. And we did some more exercises, and I really actually found to enjoy calming down, being quiet, and it was a really good thing. And so I actually, even though I probably seem kind of all over the map, I actually today still enjoy just having the TV off, having everything off, just some time being quiet.
Wow, that's a whole other side I need to get to know.
That's right. Yes, that's not what we see out in public very often,
that's
but
right.
It does exist.
Yeah, well, and I think truly all of us need that quiet. And
right.
So today we're doing, you know, another episode of our Holy Week where the hour has come.
Yes.
And here we are with Jesus on Wednesday.
Right.
And this is really pretty amazing of the fact that, you know, Jesus chose to be quiet. He just has this 1 week left that he's really completing his assignment here on earth, and he's very purposeful in how the whole week goes, and he separates himself. And, you know, in John 12, do you want to just read that really
sure.
quick?
Yeah, it says, while the light is with you, believe in the light, and you will be reborn as sons and daughters of the light. After speaking these words, Jesus left the people to go to a place of seclusion.
You know, I don't know about you, but I've been in a lot of discussions about why did Jesus choose that for Wednesday? Have
right.
you had that kind of discussion?
Yeah, it's always an interesting thing to talk about and speculate on.
Yeah, it is. And I kind of go on this side of the fact that he had come into town, if you will, on a donkey, not on a white stallion. And yet people were like, this is God. And
yeah, it was
Hosanna.
A celebration.
Yeah, it was. And they really recognized God in the flesh. And now he's saying, you know, you have the light right here and you have to decide. And so I think some of that was given humanity the chance to really take the moment and say, what do I believe and who do I believe? And so, you know, when we do that, we have to unpack this, and we have to also say, this is our hour.
Yeah.
This Holy Week, we have to take that time, and we have to really make that decision and to answer the question, who is Christ? And that first Holy Week, all those centuries ago, really matters today in how we connect. And I had, do you have mentors in your life right
now? Oh, yeah, several.
Yeah. Yeah, and those mentors really speak truth into you.
Right, yeah, and it's always a good thing because it gives me a different perspective. You know, I'm going to see things from my limited experience, and then having these mentors, they each kind of come with a different flavor of life, and it's very helpful.
Right. I had just a wonderful, beautiful woman that was much older than me, and her name was Rubina Poole. Some people may recognize her name, and she was really something for me, and one of the words that she gave me over and over, because apparently I needed them over and over, was a verse from Isaiah 30:15, and she just brought it down, boiled it down to this: in quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
Hmm.
And she would always tell me that I would be stronger if I took time to be quiet before God. And I don't know, you know, that really changed me a lot, because she would always say, you need to slow down, and you, before you just charge forward, you need to be quiet and really be confident in what you're doing.
Right.
I mean, if you have that kind of experience.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that advice, I'm just going to give that to you also. I mean, it's for all of us.
Right. It's great advice.
Yeah, that we need to learn the value of quiet reflection by what? Doing it. You know what I'm saying? And that it's really not about the time, and it's not about whether you fall asleep or not. I mean, the fact that you did that really probably brought you some rest during that time.
Right.
And it's the need to be quiet and completely quiet in our very loud world. And it's a way to release the pressure and stress. And it's about giving everything to God and turning to God and understanding, do I know who Christ is?
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.